So we're going to go over today how to use the Narcan spray.
That's public health nurse Erin Michael. She's at a resource fair in Petersburg.
And this is used for if you suspect somebody has overdosed from an opioid or a heroin.
She's training a resident on how to administer Narcan nasal spray. It can help reverse an opioid overdose temporarily.
Too much of an opioid affects the parts of the brain that control breathing, and it can slow or stop breathing. So you always, always want to call 911.
The Public Health Center has been giving away overdose kits for free and showing people how to use them. The kits have the nasal spray and strips that can test if a drug has fentanyl in it. Michael says, anecdotally, there are reports of increased fentanyl in Petersburg, which can lead to overdoses.
I have been hearing of increased fentanyl that I can't get into details because we're such a small community and for privacy reasons. So it's really, really important that people know that it is happening in our communities.
In January, there were two likely overdoses in Skagway. Two Sitkins were also charged with intent to distribute fentanyl pills. Craig Campbell is a lieutenant at the Juneau Police Department. He's also part of the statewide drug enforcement team. He says Juneau has seen a rise in fentanyl.
Fentanyl has become just more prevalent across the United States. You know, sometimes Alaska maybe takes a little bit longer to get things up here, but we're seeing more pills come in that we're catching.
Campbell says there have also been more overdoses.
We're seeing more people that are, it's a fatal overdose, or people that are overdosing and then their lives are being saved by maybe first responders or even other people nearby them that are using things like Narcan to save their lives.
He says pills with fentanyl can be any color, but most commonly in Southeast, the pills are blue. They're designed to look like oxycodone pills. They have the letter M on one side and the number 30 on the other. But Campbell says the pills are fake.
The oxycodone, OxyContin, used to be a widely abused drug in the United States. At some point over the past 6-8 years, it's much harder to obtain. So say drug dealers or drug cartels are now making counterfeit versions of this pill because that's the pill what people like.
He says illicit drug manufacturers use fentanyl because it's a cheap and easy way to create a potent pill.
Since it's a synthetic drug that's counterfeit, people can make it, and fentanyl itself is very low cost.
And he says even taking one of these pills could lead to an overdose.
Controlled substance like these drugs are not tested for quality and purity, so some drugs could have more or less, and it can take one pill, fentanyl, can be considered lethal for people. And I can't say it's not always lethal, but it can be.
Back at the resource fair, Michael wraps up her Narcan training.
And it could save a life, so yeah. We appreciate you getting it.
Michael gave 5 Narcan trainings at Petersburg's resource fair. She says she hopes people take steps to protect themselves, their friends, and their loved ones. In Petersburg, I'm Rachel Cassandra.